Twitter has finally decided to transfer its reins from founders to professionals. India-born Parag Agrawal has succeeded co-founder Jack Dorsey as the CEO of the social media giant. So will a more diversified board, with an Indian at the helm of affairs, help the company at a time when it is aiming to double its revenue by 2023 and reinvent its image amid several allegations in recent times? In a statement, Dorsey said the company was ready to move on from its founders. The board of directors of Twitter unanimously selected Agrawal as CEO and a member of the board. This wasn't Dorsey's first exit from the company. After co-founding the social media giant in 2006, Dorsey had been forced out in 2008, but he returned as CEO in 2015 after Dick Costello stepped down. In 2020, Dorsey was accused of paying little attention to Twitter. Agrawal, meanwhile, had joined Twitter in 2011 with a focus on ad products. He became the first recipient of the company's Distinguished Engineer title, according to several media reports. After being appointed as the Chief Technology Officer at Twitter in 2017, Agrawal encouraged Dorsey to allow Twitter to explore decentralization and other related technologies. A 2005 computer science and engineering alumnus of IIT Bombay, 37-year-old Agrawal is the youngest CEO leading a Standard & Poor's 500 company. Agrawal, a known face in Silicon Valley, has a long and tough road ahead. By the end of 2023, the company wants to have 315 million monetizable daily active users. It also wants to double its revenue by then. Apart from meeting the financial targets, Twitter will also have to do a balancing act when it comes to sensitive issues. In October this year, Twitter admitted that its algorithm was giving more space to right-wing politicians than left-leaning ones. And in September last year, some Twitter users had pointed out that the platform's photo previews favored white faces to black. They posted photos of a black person's face and a white person's face side by side to show that Twitter's photo previews showed white faces more often. The social media giant had to apologize for this goof up too. Agrawal, who was the chief technology officer then, had taken stock of the situation and admitted that the model needed continuous improvement. Agrawal is also tasked with addressing one of the company's biggest challenges in recent times, content moderation. Around this time last year, Twitter had labeled some tweets from former US President Donald Trump as misleading and violent. And earlier this year, the Indian government and Twitter were locked in a bitter standoff. First, it was about Twitter choosing not to ban tweets and accounts related to the farmers' protest, despite the Indian government telling it to do so. Later, the Indian government had accused Twitter of not complying with its new rules for social media intermediaries and even threatened legal action against its India executives. The situation had cooled down only after Twitter appointed an executive based out of India. Let us go to Business Standard's Neha Alawadi to understand more about Jack Dorsey's exit and the challenges ahead for the new Twitter CEO.
One issue that has been a constant issue with most analysts and shareholders who've been tracking the company is on monetization. Twitter has it's kind of experimented with a bunch of products. They had a great product in Periscope, but that didn't take off, for example. And now they've probably hit a sweet spot with stuff like Spaces, and they've been trying a few new monetization strategies. They have a tip jar, for example, and ticketed spaces is something that they're considering and testing out. So these are some of the things that they've done during the year, but there's no solid monetization strategy that has convinced investors very solidly in the last few years. So that is one thing. And on the other front, Twitter does have, it faces similar issues as some of its competitors on, how it moderates content and hate speech, etc. But before we get into that, I think it's also important to understand that there was some amount of activist shareholder pressure when Elliot came on board last year. And one of the things that Elliot pointed out was Jack Dorsey having not being able to give enough attention to Twitter because he's also involved with Square, which is the other company that he heads. So, and that has been, again, an issue that has come up time and again. More specific issue that Twitter has is pressure from a lot of conservative right-wing groups in India and in other jurisdictions. And not just that, even from, the left or whatever. Like, essentially, Twitter is seen as a more political platform. A lot of political activity happens on Twitter. It does not have the same kind of user base that, say, a Facebook or a YouTube commands, but it is it is a more active space for conversation. So one of the issues that has been, problematic is how the way it banned the previous US president. And that is something that has been of concern to Indian parliamentarians as well. And rightfully so, probably, because their issue is how can you just ban a person for having a political view? Or if the platform is going to decide, then that is a kind of threat that every politician across the world faces.
So does having an Indian at the helm of affairs augur well for Twitter's fortunes in India? It's third largest market with 17.5 million users as of February this year. We will have to wait and see if Parag Agrawal can turn things around for the social media company.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.